Welcome back to the Ask, Seek, Knock podcast. Sorry I've been away for a few months, but life has happened and I was working on getting a new job. Praise God, I solidified that and it's been going well. But I'd like to come back, and I figured what better way to come back than to give a little testimony. So here goes nothing. So I grew up in the Lutheran Church, and as Lutherans, they believe in infant baptism. My parents had me baptized as an infant, and I thank them for that. As I have been growing and maturing in my faith and studying God's Word, I have discovered more of God's truth and His commandments. I have recommitted my life to Christ, and I have been walking in the Spirit ever since. The Lord has brought me through some very rough and trying times. It's only through the strength of the Lord that I've made it through those trials and continue to do so. I have been abundantly blessed. God has placed people in my life and on my path that I would never have expected. And I know there are so many people behind the scenes that I probably don't even know about that have been praying for me. Recently, it's come to my mind that I should outwardly profess that faith and show my church family and my Lord my commitment to Him. So, I decided to do just that. And I was led to be baptized. I was baptized Sunday, May 1st, 2022, at Star Point Church at the 11 o'clock service. As I stated above, or earlier, I grew up in the church. My family attended attended services regularly on Sunday mornings, and I was part of Sunday school and confirmation classes within the Lutheran Church. In the Lutheran Church, we are taught that there is one baptism needed. And all this time, I never thought about baptism, as I knew I was baptized as an infant, so I thought I was, quote, good. As I grew older, I became more involved in that church. As a teen and an adult, I taught Sunday school, led vacation Bible schools, and eventually became the Sunday school superintendent. I was always very involved with my local church and went on to study at a Lutheran college downstate. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. But at some point, it became more of a ritual practice and a routine. It wasn't until I was hit with some real rough patches in my life that I really and truly understood what it meant to rely on the Lord. At this time, He was the only real constant in my life. It was during this time when my marriage was dissolving right before my eyes. It had been happening for a while, but it was then that I finally saw the truth. The realization that I was now a single mom of 5 children. I had to get out into the workforce after being a stay-at-home mom for most of my 18 years of married life, and basically starting over again in my late 30s and 40s. That was no easy task. And from time to time, I was led astray, but I remained faithful to my Lord and Savior as I continued to grow in my faith. God was there all along, putting people into and on my path, and closing doors, and even locking some that needed it. It was during this time that God really was able to work in my heart, because I had little of anything else. All I had was to fall on Him for my strength. My life started to turn around. I was able to solidify work and found an affordable place to live. I am truly blessed to be able to live in the beautiful countryside with very few neighbors. Some would say I had it all, but that was just the beginning. As I continued walking with the Lord, He led me to a church over an hour from my house, taking me out of my comfort zone and even pushing me to go. The Lord introduced me to a wonderful class that changed my life forever. It was in this class where I was introduced to topics and ideas about becoming free in Christ and how to leave all the, quote, baggage of my past behind and truly devote my life to the Lord. Little did I know the friendships I would make here would also change my life forever. It was here that I met a faithful, God-fearing man of whom I married this past January 1st, 2022. My life hasn't been easy by any means, and I still have some hills to climb. However, I've discovered that by trusting in the Lord, following His will and His way for my life, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 14. Another thing I learned on this journey thus far is the simple phrase, ask, seek, knock. Comes from Matthew 7, 7. God knows our heart, but He wants a relationship with us. He wants us to grow our faith in Him to the point where we can ask and know that God will always provide. He doesn't always do it in the way that we think it should be done, but our requests never return void. It is then that we need to seek out His will for our life and finally continue to knock. I'm excited about this next step in my faith walk as I continue to walk with the Lord. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.